This is a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. Go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
3CR would like to acknowledge the Kulin Nation, true owners, caretakers and custodians of the land from which we broadcast. 3CR pays respect to elders past and present of the Kulin Nation. We recognise their unceded sovereignty.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to the Monday Breakfast Show here on 3CR.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, you're on the Monday Breakfast Show here at 3CR.
Welcome to the Monday Breakfast Show.
On 8:55 a.m. on the dial. You're here with Hannah, Rob and Edmi.
I'm Rob and joined in the studio with Edmi.
Morning.
Good morning, my friends.
Here with a full house. Me, Hannah, Rob and Edmi.
With Rob and Hannah.
Me and Rob. Me and Izzy.
Hello.
With me, Hannah, and new host Jez.
Hello.
How are we this morning?
Morning. Good morning. Happy radiothon.
Happy radiothon. Yay. Good morning, listeners and
good
crew.
Good morning.
We got a full house.
We got a full house this morning.
You're with Rob, Jez, Marissa and Hannah.
Hi.
For the Monday Breakfast Radiothon special.
Yes, and did you guys like my little
intro? I loved
it. Some bangers on a Monday morning.
We've been told that if there's ever a day we could play that, it's today.
It's today.
So we took advantage of it.
And our old little host's so cute.
Yeah, so cute. We're actually going to be hearing from Edmi today, later today.
Yay.
Yay.
I hope he heard my little intro. It goes out to you, Edmi.
It's cold this morning.
It is cold, but it's nice in here.
It's nice and warm in here.
It's nice and cozy. It's so nice that on Radiothon there's heaps of people on the station.
Someone made me a coffee this morning.
Oh my god.
Shout out to Fiona for the coffee.
Thanks, Fiona. Do you wanna tell us what we got on the show?
Yeah, so obviously this is a Radiothon special, so the show's gonna look a little bit differently from it as it usually does. After our headlines, we're going to be playing some archival audio from back in 2000. Actually begin sort of a series of audio that we're going to be playing on the breakfast shows for the next 2 weeks. It's a compilation of some archival audio from the iconic S11 protest against the World Economic Forum conference, which took place on the 11th of September in 2000 outside the Crown Casino. So we're going to be playing that just after our news headlines. And then second, following that audio, we're also going to be, and because it's Pride and 3CR's 50th birthday, happy birthday 3CR.
Happy birthday 3CR.
We'll be bringing you some archival audio from the Gay Liberation Show from the 11th of October 1978, which features conversations with lesbian women. Yeah.
Yes, it is about a book written by, let me find it, by Jules Cassidy called Conversations with Lesbian Women, which was written in the 70s.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you again so much to the folks at the Australian Queer Archives for providing us with that audio, and yeah, highly recommend folks booking in an appointment to go and check out the archives because they have some really amazing stuff. And then for the rest of the show, we'll be playing some bangers, and we'll also be emphasizing the community in community radio. So we'll be hearing from a bunch of our comrades who also volunteer here at 3CR. And we have a bunch of messages to play from folks we've spoken to or folks in the community who love the Monday Breakfast Show.
Yes.
And yeah, I guess we should mention, if you're one of those folks who love the Monday Breakfast Show, you can call up and donate, and we have some lovely people on the phones ready to take your call.
Yes, call
you can
in.
Call 94198377. And you can also text if, you know, it's too early. If it's too early for you to make a phone call, you can also just text us and we can read out your message live on the screen. And that number is 0488-809-855. Just in case you wanted to text us a little message instead of calling. Because I know so many people who just... I'm going to text you. And then I also know people that don't text.
If you're a caller, if you're a texter,
we've got options for both of you.
You can do whatever you like, as long as you give us your money.
As long as you open your wallet, yeah.
All right, should we get into the headlines?
Yeah, let's do our headlines.
Some folks know about it, some don't. Some will learn to shout it, some won't. But sooner or later, baby, here's a ditty. Say you're gonna have to get right down to the real nitty gritty. Let's get right down to the real nitty gritty. Now one, two, nitty gritty. Now yeah, boom, nitty gritty.
These are the news headlines for Monday, the 15th of June, 2026. On Friday, the 12th of June, One Nation politicians Pauline Hanson and Barnaby Joyce were forced to relocate their fundraiser from Mooney Ponds Bistro, Giorgio Casa, to Canvas House in South Melbourne following community pressure against the event. The change of venue was announced in the early afternoon on Friday, with tickets to the fundraiser costing between $200 and $2,000. Reports on the ground say some 50 people protested outside the venue in South Melbourne despite the change of location. Despite the change of location, Victoria Police still maintained a presence in Moonee Ponds because of the initial protest plans. Activists on the ground have said there were hundreds of police protecting Canvas House to enable Pauline Hanson and Barnaby Joyce to raise money and further their racism. In a post on Instagram, Trans Queer Solidarity, an activist group focusing on building radical trans queer solidarity across anti-colonial and anti-capitalist struggle here in NAM, said that the protest was, quote, lively, participatory and defiant, end quote. They also said that because of the community protest, Hanson was unable to hold oppressor in peace and was forced to leave the event through a back entrance. The organisation also encouraged the community to continue to counter any and all events held by fascists and their supporters, particularly given One Nation's push for votes here in so-called Victoria ahead of the election later this year. In other news this week...
In some breaking news, Israel has bombed the Lebanese town of Haris in the Bint Jabil district of Tyre with two missiles. At least three people have been killed by Israel in another set of bombings launched on Lebanon's southern suburbs. This is despite the so-called ceasefire between the two countries, as well as warnings from Iran that Israel must not bomb the suburbs of Beirut. In response to the bombings, Iran's foreign ministry has called the bombings a terrorist attack and that Washington bears responsibility for the consequences. The department said the attack was, quote, a clear violation of Lebanon's national sovereignty and territorial integrity, end quote, as well as a, quote, gross violation of the ceasefire agreement between Iran and the United States, end quote. The statement from Iran comes in contrast to President Trump's declaration yesterday that the first stage of a peace deal could be signed on Sunday U.S. time between America and Iran. But this story is still developing. You're listening to the Monday Breakfast Show on 3CR. These have been the news headlines.
Did you know that each donation over $2 you make to 3CR's Radiothon is tax deductible? That means that when you're doing your tax return business, you can claim your 3CR donation as a legitimate tax deduction. To make a pledge to this year's Radiothon, call the station on 9419 8377 or donate online at 3cr.org.au/donate.
3CR celebrating 50 years.
3CR would like to thank our sponsors, Earth Greetings, cards that connect, care, and celebrate. Support wildlife and habitat with every purchase. Inspired by nature, giving back to the planet. Learn more at earthgreetings.com.au.
3CR celebrating 50 years.
Here we are, we're all in the middle of the desert and there's such a feeling of optimism. It's fantastic and everyone really knows what they're doing, is very quietly determined and yet having a good time at the same time.
The cheers are going up now as three parachutists jump out of a plane right above the Honeymoon uranium mine site.
The hundreds of thousands of people have been marching around the streets of Melbourne this afternoon are now heading off to the Domain. So if you're at home and you've been enjoying the coverage but you still feel like being part of it, you certainly can. Just go on down there to the Domain where there'll be speeches and music and
3CR.
And 3CR. Always carry your tranny along with you so that you can hear what's going on.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
To donate, call 039-419-8377 or donate online at 3cr.org.au.
You're listening to the Monday Breakfast Show on 3CR for Radiothon. We've already got some donations rolling in. Gab from Brunswick West donated $20. Thanks, Gab.
Thanks, Gab.
Juliet from Collingwood, $50.
Yay.
Yay.
Thanks, Juliet.
Thanks, Juliet. My sister. Indigo, Sunshine West, $50.
Wow.
Thanks, thank Indigo. You. And my grandma from WA in Mount Parker, $50.
The York family, they contribute in.
We are carrying, guys.
If other you families. And your family love the Monday Breakfast Show, tell them, donate. You can call 9419-8377 if you want your little name to be read out. And you can also donate at 3cr.org.au/donate if you prefer to just do it online.
Yes, and my sister sent in a very lovely message to us, which I'll play now.
So cute.
Hi, I'm Indigo. I have my radio set to 3CR as my alarm setting each morning, and I love waking up and listening to the breakfast shows with all of their radical news and current events and a diverse range of voices, and it's just a really great way to start the day. So I am going to be donating $50 to Monday Breakfast. Thanks, 3CR.
Yay! Thanks, Indigo. Match it, listeners. Or not, you know, $50 is a lot. However much you can is appreciated. And if
sorry, okay. Listeners, we're reading some text coming from Karina that
Bow River says, if wait. You pledge $10. No?
I think that's the song she wants to pledge.
No, there so is funny. No one called Bow River. If you pledge $10, Karina will double it.
No.
No?
No.
Okay, someone else take it.
Okay, I understand the situation already, Hannah. Okay. It's all good. And I can also read.
Maybe I should put everything in Braille for you, Hannah.
That's so savage.
It's savage.
Karina has said that they will double their $10 donation if we play the song Bow River by Cold Chisel. What no if we play it like 14 times, Karina? No, okay. Yeah, just yeah, once. She's saying no. Yeah. Marissa, you can also request songs if you like to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We have the lovely Marissa in the studio this morning from Dylan Time. I'm excited for your radio show today.
It'll be interesting.
I heard you have the lovely Violet Coco on your show this week, who is our regular guest as well.
She's amazing,
Violet. She's great.
Actually, I had some people from the Ethan from the Flotilla a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
On the show.
That was a really beautiful interview.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all interconnected.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Violet actually sent in a little audio for us to play this morning as well.
Sweet. Violet Coco here, and I want to say thanks 3CR for always being on the front line of community grassroots action. That's why I donate to 3CR.
Pledge now, pay later. Did you know that you can pledge your support to 3CR Radiothon now and pay up later? Call the station during business hours on 9419 8377 and tell us what you'd like to donate, and then pay your donation later.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
Help us stay radical. Become a regular donor to 3CR. A regular donor is someone who loves 3CR so much that they set up an automatic donation to 3CR on the same day every month. 3CR is determined to stay independent. This means we don't rely on corporate sponsorship or government funding. We serve our community, not corporate interests. But this also means we do rely on people like you to keep the station running. From paying the bills to maintaining our studios to training the next generation of community broadcasters, 3CR relies on community donations to survive. By becoming a regular donor, you can help us stay resilient and radical. Will you help 3CR by becoming a regular donor today? Together, we can keep independent voices on air. Go to 3cr.org.au.
Yeah.
that is $20 from Karina. Thanks, Karina. That was Bow River calling from Gold Chisel. And some more donations. My friend Bella from Coburg donated $10. Thanks,
yay,
Bella.
Yay. If listeners want to call in and match Karina's $20 donation, you can also...
Wait, you're going to double it?
But, oh, you can double it and you can request a song, but it has to be a banger. Specifically a banger.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say Karina's song is a banger. What do you think?
At first, I didn't think, and then I was like, no, yeah this is good.
Yeah. It's sort of like...
The sound effects page.
That's how 3CR makes me feel. Okay, let's not get carried away. Yeah. I can tell Hannah's going to get carried away with the sound effects.
I definitely will, yes.
But thank you to Bella and thank you also to Karina for donating.
Thank you, Bella and Karina.
Yeah, just that number again, if you want to call and donate, is 94198377. If you want to text us, you can text 0488-809-855. If you want to send us a little message and pledge some money, yep, it would be amazing.
Or you can drop into the studio.
Yeah, drop into the studio if you're near Smith Street.
Yes, come in.
That'd be cool.
21 Smith Street, Fitzroy.
If you have any spare coins, bring them in to 21 Smith Street.
Dig deep.
No, it's so beautiful, though, because it's all, like, 3CR is fully community-funded.
Yes.
Which is really beautiful. Sponsors. And it gives us the ability to remain fully independent.
Keep us running for another 50 years.
Yeah, we want to do this for 50 more years.
Yes. Every Monday morning for 50 years.
That's so many Cold Chisel songs now.
So many Cold Chisel songs. So we're going to be now playing a compilation of some archival audio from the iconic S11 protest against the World Economic Forum conference, which was in Melbourne in 2000 at Crown Casino.
I was there.
Stay tuned. Yes. So was my mom.
And I thought it was a bit symbolic that this meeting was taking place in a casino.
It's about 8:15 on this Monday, S11, September the 11th.
It's pretty amazing, actually. I mean, not something that many activists would have seen in Melbourne before.
Well, good morning. It's exciting to have this chance to talk about where this marketplace is going.
We've got what must be about 2,000 people in the space under the Kingsway Bridge.
And I repeat, and civilized.
We've got police in riot gear, mounted police that have just charged the crowd.
What the hell are they talking about in terms of what is the globalization problem?
We've got a bit of a sit down happening because we've got a few police cars trying to get through.
Oh, it has been a difficult day here in Melbourne, not just for the World Economic Forum.
Silver while the wisdom has fallen as the clock winds tighter in material dole.
And good morning, you're listening to Monday Morning 3CR Breakfast with Andrew and Catherine. Today is the infamous S11 day, which is basically nothing more infamous than a big protest that's occurring with various different members all throughout the community, protesting against the World Economic Forum meeting in Crown Casino in the city.
This is a transnational business forum that will not speak its own name, that hides behind a euphemism like World Economic Forum. This body's agenda, it is not the decision-making body, the WTO is, but this body's agenda is to shift the WTO and member states and politicians further down the neoliberal road.
Well, the World Trade Organization is made up of governments. It was formed about 5 years ago, so it's a relatively new organization. And in theory, it's supposed to be a voting organisation for governments where they come together and make agreements about international trade. But in reality, it is not a democratic organisation.
Davos, high up in the Swiss Alps, is not the centre of a global capitalist conspiracy to divide up the world. Davos is where the global elite meets under the umbrella of the World Economic Forum to iron out a rough consensus on how to ideologically confront and diffuse challenges to the system.
All the meetings are closed. They're not open to the media or to the public. There are no non-government community organisation observers, but business plays a very big role in lobbying these meetings, both attending because they have resources to attend and lobbying individual governments.
The global structures that have been put in place under the name of globalization include the structural adjustment programs of the Third World launched by the World Bank and IMF, with a combination of liberalized imports, liberalized exports, change your logic from meeting your needs to selling luxury commodities for cheap and buying your basic needs for expensive on foreign exchange. It's about removing everything that people have gained through struggles over millennia, over centuries, rights to have security of work.
It's all very glitzy and glamorous and affluent and everybody's stuffing themselves with sandwiches and so on.
Because if you have a situation where your health, your transport, your education services, your tariff powers are all regulated by international treaties in a way that stops governments intervening in the economy or intervening to ensure that people get decent goods and services and decent health, welfare and education, then you have circumscribed the democratic political space at the parliamentary level, at the citizenship level and at the governmental level.
This kind of idea of empty ecosystems, empty earths, empty life, empty agriculture, as long as it's not run by corporations, is the entire assumption of globalization, that there's nothing till the corporations enter.
And that was some archival audio from the infamous S11 protests back in the 11th of September 2000, provided to us by John Langer. Every breakfast show for the next 2 weeks is going to be playing a compilation of audio from that time. Yeah, Marissa, maybe you'd like to speak about, you said earlier that you were there, maybe you'd like to speak about what it was like.
I was there. Look, there was a lot of police violence. All the activists got blamed, of course. And I was there just about for the whole time. And I was with a group of people, and in the chaos, we were actually getting all these barricades and positioning the barricades so that the police couldn't get into the activists, and then there were people trying to get into the forum, and they were being knocked down by horses, and cars were being smashed. It was just incredible, but also the camaraderie, like everybody was friendly. People, there was no social media back then, so it was different. Like, you know, people would be going to each other's houses, like there'd be phone trees, and making physical phone calls, and The event was, it was amazing. And I remember I was linking arms with all these people outside the Economic Forum, and the police were trying to break us apart. I nearly broke my arm. So, yeah, it was incredible, incredible.
Wow. Yeah, that would have been really scary.
I wasn't scared at the time, but after that I had a bit of a reaction.
Yeah.
The adrenaline.
So a few donations have come through in the last few minutes. One is a $20 donation from Ella. Shout out to Ella for their $20 donation. And we're going to play a song that they've requested. And we've also got another message from Nadia, which says, I just wanted to thank you for the awesome Monday morning shows. Keep it up. Love your stuff. Thanks, 3CR, supporting local artists. So thank you to Nadia for texting in.
Thanks,
if
Nadia.
You want to call, the number is 94198377. Or you can also text in at 0488 8098 809 855. And with that, we're going to play the song that Ella requested along with their $20 donation. You can do the same. This is Gaslighter by The Chicks.
Gaslighter, denier, doing anything to get your ass farther. Gaslighter, big timer, repeating all of the mistakes of your father.
That was Gaslighter by The Chicks, which we played because of my friend Ella's $20 donation. You're listening to the Monday Breakfast Show Radiothon special. If you want to call and donate some money to the Monday Breakfast Show and to 3CR, you can call 94198377. And you can also text us on 0488 809 855. And Hannah will play that little sound every time you donate. You can also go to 3cr.org.au/donate. And I believe there's a little prompt there to designate it to an individual show if you feel so inclined. But wow! Now, yeah. And now we have James McKenzie from the In Your Face show on the line. Good morning, James.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Hannah. Happy Radiothon.
Happy Radiothon.
Thanks for joining us. We have Marissa
loving
here,
the vibe.
Too. Thank you so much.
Hey, James. It's Marissa from the Doing Time Show. Remember me?
Oh, Marissa. Hello.
Hey, Gary.
Yes, love your show too.
And you used to help me. You would have the sewer show on and then, no, that's right, just before the sewer show on, you'd have In Your Face and then
yeah.
You'd help me set up. Remember that?
They were the days, Marissa, weren't they? They were just wonderful, halcyon days of activism. They're still going.
It's still going.
It was wonderful.
It was special.
What was this? Yep, what totally. Was the sewer show?
Sorry?
The sewer show.
Yeah, Squaws and Unwaged Airwaves. It was just wonderful. They were the people who'd show Channel 7 through the tunnels of Melbourne where, you know, so-called activists were living, and it was just great. You know, they took the piss out of everyone. It was wonderful.
And then we'd read out all the sewer shows. We'd read them all out, all the houses that were empty, and you say you can go and squat there.
Yeah. It was so good. And Michael Smith was squatting, and it was just...
Oh, it was amazing.
So grassroots.
It's
yeah.
a public service.
Totally.
Thanks for joining us, James. Maybe you want to tell us about your journey with 3CR.
Yeah, look, I got involved through an affiliate, actually, and we had a show called Positively Primed. I was the producer when I was working at the Victorian AIDS Council, and it was a show where people living with HIV were talking about their lived experiences, and that was just like, my God, because, you know, people were, you know, portrayed by the mainstream media as pariahs then, and here was 3CR giving this community of pariahs a voice, you know, talking about their lived experiences. It was like, oh my God, how dare you do that, 3CR? But it was just so good because it cut through and gave a human voice to the people who were being discriminated against. And 3CR did it. No one else would. No one else had the guts to do it.
And that kind of attitude is still present here in 3CR across so many shows, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at what we do with Trans Day of Audibility. You know, we give people audibility. We give people a voice because, let's face it, visibility isn't always safe, is it? You know, and that's what Tilda Joy says. The audibility is so important because it gives people a voice. It enables people to control their message about their lives in a safe place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why aren't you still here?
Hey?
Why aren't you doing a show?
I am.
Where?
I'm doing In Your Face on Friday afternoons, 4 to 5 p.m.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've been doing it
for
28 years. Yeah.
Damn,
Marissa. I thought I'd gone. Well, no, they should put Braille in the house, in the street.
Oh, God, no. I'm out and about on Fridays. Let me tell you, Friday afternoons are pumping at 3CR. I mean, you've got all the bands coming in. You've got...
Oh,
it's just a hotbed of activism. It is just wonderful. So, yeah, I have queer voices, queer folks in the studio with me every Friday afternoon, you know, giving a voice.
I didn't even know. That's so bad.
And he's been doing it for 28 years, Marissa.
I thought they had a break.
She hasn't listened to 3CR for 28 years.
I'm always working at that time.
No, it's all good.
Put some Braille signage in, guys, everybody.
Yeah. Good idea. Remember, actually, yeah. I was going to say something, but I won't. Remember when people used to pull that off? Wasn't it terrible?
I know. They used to pull the Braille labels off. They don't do it anymore,
though.
Yeah,
no, that was naughty.
Yeah. And now you're able to do the show independently, Marissa.
I am.
Yeah, it's so cool.
And sounding great, Marissa.
And you sound
great. I do tune in sometimes on Monday afternoons, and I love the work you do with the First Nations communities. You have not sold out. You continue to give people a voice. You continue to talk about issues for people who are marginalised, and that's what 3CR is. And you actually embody that. You really do. You haven't sold out. You've been doing your show for as long as I've been doing mine.
Yep.
And you are a wonderful support for the community. And you never sold out. You've always stuck to your guns. And that's what we love about 3CR.
That's exactly right. Lived experience is really important. And you know, looking at things in terms of colonisation and genocide of Aboriginal people.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just do it so well. And what you actually do is you facilitate people to talk about the issues. You don't centre yourself. You do what a good presenter does. You are the conduit. You are the facilitator for their voices, to talk about their stories, to talk about their activism.
Exactly.
To talk about why law reform is so important.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us, James, and best of luck with your...
Do you pledge to donate to the Monday Breakfast Show this morning, James?
Oh, absolutely. Put me down for $10.
Amazing.
Hey, James, are you going to come into my show this afternoon?
Oh, look, I can't come in, unfortunately.
No, I mean on the phone.
Yeah, sure. No problems.
All right, we'll work it out.
Beautiful.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, thanks for joining us, James.
Cheers. Bye,
James.
Happy
Bye.
Radiothon.
That was James McKenzie from the In Your Face show, which for listeners and also Marissa, if you're not aware, plays every Friday afternoon.
That's my karma of having a go at Hannah the other before about the Braille.
Yeah, plays every Friday afternoon, Friday evening.
Oh my God.
At 4 p.m. until 5 p.m. Yeah. Claps for James, absolutely. Who's been doing that show for 28 years?
But I thought they went off air for a while. I'm sure of it.
Well, maybe Friday afternoon from 5:01 to Friday afternoon to the next Friday from 3:59. They are technically off air, and then 4 o'clock.
What happened?
Anyway, this is a Radiothon special, and we've got another donation from the lovely Pilar. From Coburg.
Hello.
That's a $50 donation. Hannah, if you wouldn't mind doing the honours. Something.
Cha-ching.
There you go. Beautiful. Yeah.
There it is.
So that's a $50 donation from Pilar from Coburg with the message, love you every Monday. From
Aww,
Pilar.
Thanks, Pilar.
Thank you so much for the donation.
Wow, this is a long one.
It's a long one. And if you would like to join the club among the beautiful people who have donated to 3CR, you can call 94198377. You can text 04888 09855, or also go to 3cr.org.au/donate. I want to hear from Marissa now to talk about your radio journey. Marissa, you've been doing the Doing Time show for a hot minute. You also had a time on one of the breakfast shows, right?
I did for a little while. I was actually doing Monday breakfast for a while.
Ah, Monday breakfast veteran.
In a way.
What year was that?
That would have been around 2004, 2005.
Wow.
I think around that time.
And how has your experience changed?
With?
The radio.
What do you mean?
Like, do you find that doing your shows like back in 2004 to doing them now is the same or?
Well, No, it's definitely not the same. Like when I first started radio, at 3CR, which would have been around 2003, I was using reel-to-reel, so the reel-to-reel machine.
Yeah.
And it was really tedious. You actually had to – I got trained up in it. I mean, I've forgotten how to do it now, but they damage really easily. I mean, you would all know what reels – just for listeners, like it's a round kind of dome thing, and there's – like all this tape coming out. It's like a tape.
Yep.
And not only that, but I don't think it was even digitized back then.
Yeah, wow.
So.
You had to be like super polished, right?
Not really. Well, you had to be more polished. I think it was a lot more work back then.
Yeah.
Because back then I don't think there were a lot of computers either.
Mm.
So technologically I think it was quite different. And I think the activist momentum was different then, as was the radio station. There was no social media. Do you want me to just describe how it was back then? Like back then,
sure.
What would happen is that you would have a lot of people going into mixed bands. So there'd be people coming in and out. There would be shows at night as well. So there wouldn't just be the digitization of like the automatic stuff where things would play automatically.
People would do their shows live overnight.
Yeah, there'd be punk and metal shows. There'd be all sorts of different music shows. And also there'd be organising, say, around the Forest Blockades or in East Gippsland, or organising around, you know, S11, for example. People would come in. It would be like a bit of a checkpoint here, as was Friends of the Earth as well. Mm. Similar vibe, where you come in and organise, or you come in and you go into the media room and like you'd write media releases as well. So there was all that recording as well. I mean, I I think the recording devices would have been a little bit different back then as well. So it was just, there were just more traffic, more people coming in and out. Mm. Whereas now you've got your social media, you know, it's just a different form of communication.
We've actually got a text, Marissa, from someone who's texted in.
Yep.
They say they love hearing your experience and they remember Reel to Reel as being so tedious. and they're going to tune into your program this week.
Okay.
That's from an anonymous person.
okay.
So, yeah, this person, if you're listening, Marissa's show airs from 4 to 5 on Monday evenings. How did you come to be a part of the Doin' Time show, Marissa? Because you've been on that show for a while.
I have. And look, I came into it quite by accident. I mean, like for me, I was doing a lot of work in the women's prisons at one stage and, you know, as part of the Darabin Legal Centre.
Yep.
The Community Legal Centre. And from there, I used to come into the Doin' Time show just now and then just to contribute a little bit. But the like my first show at 3CR was really Accent of Women. That's really initially what I was involved in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so with the Doin' Time show, I was more just not coming in that often, and then it just built up. But I suppose I just became really interested in Aboriginal deaths in custody and also women in prison, listening to those women in the prisons talk about what was going on, you know, locking up the poor, you know, all of that sort of stuff. And because I was involved in advocacy and matching women up with lawyers. And so I met the team at the Doin' Time show through that. And then everybody had to leave. A lot of these people left. I think they were either burnt out or they were just moving on to something else, as people do, you know, like. And so I ended up just having the whole show. And I was all alone.
Oh.
I was all alone.
But you hold it down so well every week.
Yeah, no.
You do such beautiful and really important interviews. And I really love your show, as I love many shows on 3CR, as you were saying to James before, because so many places elsewhere in the media just are so afraid of saying colonization or genocide. Like, they're so afraid of saying these words.
Well, they're very afraid of it because, unfortunately, mainstream media is controlled, isn't it?
Yes.
And fascism is rising. You know, the headline at the beginning.
Mm.
Who read the headline about Pauline Hanson?
Jez.
Me.
Yeah, it was real. Well done. Yeah, so, you know, there's just fascism is rising. You've got a lot of, you know, discrimination, a lot of transphobia.
Yeah.
It's and I mean, I suppose my show and all shows at 3CR, they really look at the looking at the intersection between different movements to make sure that everybody's voice gets heard. It's the voice of the voiceless.
Yeah.
And
putting the community in community radio.
Exactly. I mean, I think also I'm vision impaired as well, and I was really attracted to 3CR initially at the beginning because I was developing severe information deprivation. I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea. Coming from a non-English speaking background and also, you know, with a vision impairment on top of that and having a lot of racism for me in the early 1970s and 80s in particular for being Italian, and then on top of it not being able to read books. And back then there was no internet, so I couldn't read anything. I couldn't read the paper. I couldn't read books. And 3CR was a really important medium for me because, it you know, back at that time, I was doing a lot of partying. In fact, the queer community embraced me. I actually realised the beauty of dance through the queer community.
Mm.
And I met a lot of people representative of that at 3CR and also, you know, Aboriginal people around Smith Street. They've cleaned that up, haven't they? They've got rid of all the Aboriginal people down at Woolies. Yeah. It's really absolutely disgusting. I think what I'm trying to say here is that you know, for me, 3CR embodies not only alternative media, but as a way for marginalised communities to find out what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. And it's, yeah, absolutely wonderful to have you here live in person. It's so special. We're going to take a brief break with some announcements. And then we're back with to hear from previous co-host Edmee.
Did you know that each donation over $2 you make to 3CR's Radiothon is tax deductible? That means that when you're doing your tax return business, you can claim your 3CR donation as a legitimate tax deduction. To make a pledge to this year's Radiothon, call the station on 9419 8377 or donate online at 3cr.org.au/donate.
3CR celebrating 50 years.
Pledge now, pay later. Did you know that you can pledge your support to 3CR Radiothon now and pay up later? Call the station during business hours on 9419 8377 and tell us what you'd like to donate, and then pay your donation later.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
You're listening to the Radiothon special of the Monday Breakfast Show on 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM.
And we got Edmee, who Hello. Used to be a host with us. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to hear you as well. Happy Radiothon.
Thanks,
Happy Radiothon. Did you hear my little intro I made of all of our compilations of our good mornings? You featured?
Nah.
I'll send it to you.
Send that to me. That's great.
I will.
That's funny.
Tell us about why 3CR is special to you, Edmee.
3CR is special to me because I think it provided like a little hub where so many awesome people are doing the work that uncovers all of the secrets of society and the truth and brings it to the people in a way that's like well informed, and I think it provides a landing place for a lot of activists and people of different cultures as well in Melbourne to come and have a cup of tea.
Yeah, absolutely, and that really goes back to what Marissa was saying before this interview, Edmee, about like how people use 3CR as a 3CR is a community space.
Yeah, 100%. I remember when I was on the radio with you guys, the one thing that I kept coming back to is it feels like home.
Yeah.
Like, 3CR is a family for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so nice, like we do our show and we get here I get here like 6:30, 6:45.
Yeah.
And we're usually here on a Monday until like 11 or 12.
I know, we hang around for so long.
And we're just yapping to so many people, you know. It's so beautiful to be a part of such a wonderful community, and I found it really refreshing as someone who's been involved in the activist space, because you meet people who are just so real about it, you know, and they're not like necessarily always just trying to like flex their activism down your face, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Mm.
Do you feel that way too?
Well, yeah, I think you have a lot of people coming in and out who are able to sustain themselves for years and they're standing up for what they believe in. And, it's important to obviously stand up for what you believe in. But I think 3CR provides a safe place to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show, Edmee, and really good to hear your voice.
So good to talk to you. It was great hosting together.
Yeah, thanks everyone, and to everyone listening, pledge some money.
Yeah.
Pledge some dollars,
and Ed, if you pledge, you can also request a song too.
Oh, awesome.
That number to call is 9419 8377. You can also text us at 0488 809 855, or go to 3cr.org.au/donate. Hannah, would you like to read out the little text that we've gotten?
Yes, my lovely partner just texted in saying, "Hey, 3CR text line, this is Ari. I would love to pledge $50 to Monday Breakfast."
Yay!
Whoa.
Thanks, Ari.
Love you,
Ari.
Love you. match Ari's donation.
Yeah, call up and match Ari's donation. We can play a song for you as long as it's a banger.
Bangers only.
And Marissa, sorry, Hannah will happily get out the cool sound effects for you.
I like this one. So yeah. Oh my god, I played twice. I'm so sorry. Okay, we've got. Oh my god, why is it playing again? Okay, we've got. We've got Gemma on line one. Good morning, Gemma.
Oh, good morning, my friend.
Oh, good morning, Gemma. What is
up? Oh, good morning, my other friend.
Good morning. Wow. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Good. We're excited for Radiothon.
Yeah, Radiothon's so exciting. Yay. I'm so excited to be a small, tiny part of Radiothon.
I'm so glad you're a part of it.
This is massive. What an exciting time.
I'm actually not excited about Radiothon.
I'm really excited about Radiothon.
But there's sort of an air. Like, I was here on Saturday, and it feels nice because there's this energy of excitement.
No,
right?
It is.
Yeah.
It feels like Christmas, you know?
It's pumping on a Monday morning. Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I've always said. I've actually always said, Mom, please, no more Christmas, just Radiothon.
Just Radiothon, yeah. If you're listening and you want to request a Christmas present early, request someone donate to 3CR.
Yeah, exactly.
You can call 941-983-77 if you want to do exactly that. But sorry, go on, Gemma.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I just wanted to, really hop on and share my love and support. How exciting to have a bunch of my favorite people in one place doing the same thing.
So cute. And what's your relationship with 3CR?
Oh, well, I listen to 3CR and then also I went on a boat trip recently and I did an interview on 3CR.
What?
That's one way of putting it.
I think boat trip is an understatement.
And that was really nice. And I hadn't showered. When I did it, I hadn't showered in a long time. So it was nice to be able to talk to my friend about how I hadn't showered in a long time and make them just, force them to feel, really, empathetic. Ultimately, I ended up getting in a situation where they really had to feel pretty bad for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my relationship. Just it was light at the end of the tunnel, you know. Aww. It was like, oh, so nice.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great to hear from you all the way back here in Nam while you were on your hectic mission.
Yeah, it was really good. But no, and also just listening as well.
Mm.
Just a normal punter.
Yeah.
So but apparently that. Jez is doing this, so they let anyone on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's insane. You just got to knock on the door. Anyone will they'll let you in.
It's a community radio.
So
there you go.
Gemma, are you gonna pledge some money?
Yeah, I'm going to pledge some money.
Amazing.
How much do you reckon?
I'm going to pledge $50.
Oh my God.
Huge.
Whoa.
$50.
Yeah, well, mega. I'm actually the generous guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe Hannah will play a sound effect for you.
Please.
Because she's so excited
please.
About them.
Maybe a new one.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, that's epic. All right. Guys, well, I've got to go. I know you're supposed to. Whoa. I've got to go and have a really ridiculous day.
Okay. Yeah. Have a lovely, ridiculous day. Pain. Thanks for calling in.
Maybe.
No worries. I'm going to tell Penny Wong you guys said hi.
Yeah.
Tell her to pledge.
Yeah, I'm literally going to tell her to pledge. I'm going to be like, you know what freaking time of year it is?
You know what's Christmas?
All right. Well, thanks so much. What a strange thing to be able to call your friends and have it be a phone call. But then just know that somewhere is maybe listening.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gemma.
Love you, Gemma.
Thanks, Gemma.
Bye.
Maybe we'll... Yeah, that's applause for Gemma for pledging $50. But if you want to call in and also pledge some money, the number is 94198377, or you can also text us at 0488-809-855 and also go to 3cr.org.au/donate and give 3CR some money. It's Christmas after all. Maybe we'll go to some announcements and then after that we'll have Amy on the line.
3CR celebrating 50 years.
This June we'll be asking for your donations to support 3CR.
Your donation during Radiothon keeps the station radical and enables us to give voice to our community for another year.
All donations over $2 are tax deductible.
To donate, go to 3cr.org.au. Show your support by donating this June.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
CR, celebrating 50 years.
For the month of June, we're asking listeners to donate to the station to help keep us going. We rely on the generous donations of the community to survive. Go to 3cr.org.au and show your support for community-owned and community-run media.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
3CR Community Radio Melbourne is Australia's first community radio station owned and operated by a federation of community organisations.
Hello and welcome to the very first edition of Women on the Line, the national programme of women's news and current affairs.
We're at our new studios in Cromwell Street, Collingwood, and the news, brand spanking new transmitter just north of the Collingwood Town Hall.
This is the whole importance of having 3CR and public radio, is the fact that for the first time you were hearing a black person's view about his life.
It does represent a unique achievement in democratising the airwaves, not only in Australia, but in the world.
3CR celebrating 50 years.
Make your donation during our annual Radiothon. To donate, call 03 9419 8377 or go online at 3cr.org.au.
You're listening to the Monday Breakfast Show on 3CR Community Radio. It's the Radiothon special, and we're now joined by Amy from the Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence show, and also Stick Together. Good morning, Amy.
How are you all?
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. I love all the breakfasts. I love all the breakfasts equally, and I love doing time as well.
And well, we love Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence.
We do. It's such a special show. Maybe you want to tell us what your relationship with 3CR is.
I'm just someone who grew up with a lot of radio, who loved radio, and then discovered 3CR and found the best radio. just wanted to... eventually, I just got involved, started volunteering, started with Local Food Connections, which is Anne Stanley's show on the 10 a.m. on a Sunday. Then got my own show, Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence, and now I'm on Stick Together as well, and I also do a yearly thing now on Dissociative Identity Disorder Awareness Day.
It's so important.
Yeah, well, no one really knows about it. Well, they know about what it used to be called, which was Multiple Personality Disorder, but
Yeah.
And you guys are so good. I love Monday Breakfast so much.
We love you.
We love you.
Every breakfast host brings like their own flavor of interest to their show, and it's always so interesting and so good.
Yeah, it's always really interesting, like, listening to the shows and trying to figure out, like, okay, so, like, I'm listening to this one on Wednesday, and it was... I'm going to guess it was made by this person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think, especially with Hannah and I, we have a very, we definitely bring our own individual takes.
Yeah.
And, like, interest to the show, which I think elsewhere in the media, you don't really get to see, like, individual presenters' personalities shine.
Yeah.
You know? And it's really, really wonderful and, yeah.
It really is. It's like when people are asking me, you know, what should I listen to? There's a bunch of recommendations But I always say that the breakfast shows, my recommendations are tailored to the person usually, because I'm pretty familiar with the whole grid. But I always recommend the breakfast shows because they have such a good breadth of current affairs, and I think people would be really shocked to just see what a current affairs can look like without the, you know, the establishment media's censorship, filtering, all that jazz.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the Kiwi Lawn Kick Your Fence comes into that beautiful world of current affairs that 3CR produces.
I don't know if I'm as qualitatively as polished as the breakfast show.
Oh my god! No,
come on now!
Don't say that.
No, I'm sure you
come
are.
Come on now!
I listen to your show. I listen to your show at work, Amy, and it's always so interesting.
It's awesome.
So good.
Oh, thank you.
What's your target?
Sorry.
What's your radiothon target?
A grand this year, which I got last year. So I'm hoping we can raise more. You know, I'm encouraging the listeners to shoot for the moon, which is ironic because I can barely afford anything at the moment. So
yeah. I mean, every little bit counts. You know what I mean? And that's the beauty of community funding. Like, we don't have to take corporate sponsors because of that. You know what I mean? And I don't think there's like the kind of attitude where people scoff at like, oh, you only donated this much. Do you know what I mean? At least not from us.
No, definitely.
Can I also shout out, seeing as Marissa's there, can I shout out the Beyond Bricks and Bars people for doing such amazing work with trans prisoners? And also my friend Stacey, who's getting off parole soon. Love you, babe. I just wanted to shout out to the trans prisoners. And 3CR is like one of the only, I think probably the only media voice that actually fucking, oops, sorry. actually talk, like, voices people in prison and voices these issues, and also actually gives the trans community a fair hearing and actually hears what it's like in the prison system, which of course it's awful.
It's really important that's always something that the show embraces.
Yeah,
and 3CR has been on the front lines of doing that sort of thing for decades, you know.
Yep.
And the trans community at 3CR has grown so much because we know that, like, the Melbourne activist scene once upon a time was probably quite radical feminist, particularly in the 90s, but like 3CR is a place where there's just so much, like, beautiful gender, sex diverse, the word escaped me, but
people.
Universe.
Yeah. we're building an army of trans and gender diverse people here at 3CR.
Yeah.
And it's growing. If you are a trans or gender diverse person, you want to donate to 3CR, you can call 9419-8377, or you can text 0488-09855. Amy, would you like to end the interview with a little pledge?
Yeah, it is a little pledge. All the pledges are $5 for me this year.
That's fine. It all gets us closer to the target.
Yeah. Love you all, and keep up the fight. As Uncle Robbie says, keep punching.
Thanks, Amy. Hopefully we can see you soon.
Thanks, Amy.
That was Amy from the Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence show, and also the Stick Together show. Check out both of those shows. Kill Your Lawn airs every second Friday at 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. And Stick Together, of course, airs once I find it on the chart.
I'm not the only one.
Airs every week. I need Braille as well, Marissa. It airs on Saturday mornings. Just a quick shout out to Raya, who donated $20 while that interview was happening. Thanks, Raya. Especially for your beautiful technological help.
He says he was too sleepy to request
to request a song. That's all good. Maybe we'll go to some more announcements. If you also want to donate, that number again is 9419-8377. And you can also donate at 3cr.org.au/donate. Maybe we'll go to some announcements, Hannah, and then we'll get...
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same.
I'm sick of the little boxes. Aren't you too? Do you want to live in nourishing green neighborhoods where we share and care for one another and our precious planet? Are you sick of greedy people gatekeeping better futures from the rest of us? Then listen to Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence every fortnight on a Friday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 3CR with myself, Amy, and the wonderful people taking back their cities.
And they all look just the same.
Dear listeners, it's Lloyd here, activist and director of the Footscray Hotel Choir. Today marks the beginning of Radiothon, and this year 3CR needs your support so it can keep independent journalism and community music alive. The goal is $300,000 for the all of 3CR, and for the Monday breakfast show, it's $1,000. So let's make sure they can keep bringing independent voices to the airwaves for another 50 years. Much love.
You're listening to the Monday Breakfast Show. This is our Radiothon special, and we're now joined by Frank Gaffer from the No Police at Pride organisation. Good morning, Frank.
Oh,
there we go. That was a user error. Sorry. Good morning, Frank. Are you there?
Yep. Good morning, Rob. How are you going?
Good. How are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want to just tell us briefly about No Police at Pride and why... radical queer voices on the radio, especially at 3CR, are so important to you?
So we were a campaign that ran over a few years and focused on police involvement in the Midsummer Parade. It ended up being a successful campaign. A lot of community groups, including... a lot of like progressive and trans organisations in Victoria ended up getting on board and putting pressure on Midsummer to stop the police marching in Pride. And the decision by Midsummer wasn't necessarily as direct as that in the end, but decisions by Midsummer had the end result of police being out of Pride. So that was sort of the campaign that we ran and I think this radio station in particular was really important for the campaign because it provided a platform that I guess was more open and less critical than other platforms. I know being on other media sources when we were interviewed, they were much more, I guess, combative and critical of us, especially when we talked about police violence against the queer community. There was a lot more questioning and a lot more, questioning whether or not our evidence and claims about police violence against the queer community were exactly accurate in this day and age, sort of trying to talk about it from a historical point of view, when we know that there's, especially against the trans community, that there's quite a lot of police violence still happening in and against the queer community from the police. So, yeah, I think radio stations like this are really important in making sure that voices are heard and that really important issues like that issue is given the time of day that it deserves.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that... 3CR was able to provide that platform for you because it was so important, you know, to be able to have cops not be a part of Midsummer, which they really stubbornly clung to. We've got another call on the line, Frank, unfortunately, but would you like to just add a little pledge before we let you go?
Yeah, I'm going to donate $100.
Woo! Whoa! Big one. Hannah's going to play a little sound effect for you as thank you.
Here we go.
Fantastic. Love it. Great.
Can you tell that this is a show fully run by queer people?
And I love it every time I come on. Great.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us, Frank, and good luck with all that that you're doing.
No worries, and good luck with the radiothon.
Thank you.
That was Frank Gaffer from the No Police at Pride campaign, and now we're joined by Jackie.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are y'all?
We're so good. I had you on the show a few weeks ago. You're from the Philippines Solidarity Research Cluster. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that and your relationship with 3CR?
Absolutely. When I was on the radio a couple of weeks ago, I was complaining about being up early. But I'm not complaining this morning because we were up, just a few hours ago, dropping a friend off on the airport to go to the Philippines, actually.
Wow.
So this is perfect timing for me. I was like, oh, great. This is so I've been up, I've had coffee. I'm fresh.
And you've done the drive to the airport, which is always, it wakes someone up,
But yeah, we recently had an event where we had activists who'd been on solidarity missions to the Philippines, talking about their experiences and talking about the various sort of campaigns and calls from people there in urban poor communities, in rural farming communities, and sort of the, forms of state repression and abuse that they're going through, just trying to fight for like their basic sort of human dignity and rights. And being able to talk about that at all, but especially on like something like community radio, was really, really important. And it was really sweet, actually. After speaking with you, Hannah, about the event, I looked and a few people had bought tickets and a few people came about it on community radio.
That's so great.
Yeah, it was really, really sweet. So I wanted to hop on. When Hannah asked me to hop on, I was like, oh, I'd be more than happy to, because I think it's so, so important to support alternative media and like community-funded media, not only just because it's usually better. whenever my partner and I are like driving somewhere, we're always trying to tune into whatever local community radio stations are on, because they're always just so much more fun.
Yeah, for sure.
But especially when it comes to like political or activist-related work, you know, there's a lot of stuff that is so much harder to get airtime on corporate media. And yeah, you really have to censor yourself, like a few of the other people have said this morning. And so it's just so, so important to have good, reliable community radio that can, air some of those counter-narratives and give a voice to people that might not always get one.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for calling. Do you have a pledge for 3CR today?
Absolutely. I'm a broke uni student, but I would love to give you guys $20.
Oh, my God. Amazing. Thank you so much.
And I'd encourage anyone to donate whatever they can.
Every little bit
really
counts.
Important. Yeah.
Thank you so much
for your donation, Jackie.
No worries. Have a good morning, y'all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wonderful. that was Jackie from the Philippine Solidarity Research Cluster. Stay tuned.
3CR celebrating 50 years.
Here we are. We're all in the middle of the desert, and there's such a feeling of optimism. It's fantastic. And everyone really knows what they're doing. It's very quietly determined and yet having a good time at the same time.
The cheers are going up now as three parachutists jump out of a plane right above the Honeymoon uranium mine site.
the hundreds of thousands of people who have been marching around the streets of Melbourne this afternoon are now heading off to the Domain. So if you're at home and you've been enjoying the coverage, but you still feel like being part of it, you certainly can. Just go on down there to the Domain, where there'll be speeches and music, and 3CR. Always carry your tranny along with you so that you can hear what's going on.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
To donate, call 03 9419 8377, or donate online at 3cr.org.au.
You're listening to the Monday Breakfast Show's Radiothon, and we have Rena from Gecko on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you going?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, great. And I just thought I'd call in, considering it's Radiothon, and it's just amazing to think community radio has been going on for 50 years, and how good it is, and what a great resource. And I wanted to donate.
Oh my God.
I'd call and say hello.
Hello. How much are you donating?
I think I'll donate $100.
Whoa.
Big one.
That's crazy.
Rena, do you want to just briefly tell us about Gecko?
Yeah, so Goongar Environment Centre has also been going on for a long time, not quite 50 years, but over 30 years. I can't keep count, so I'll just count in zeros. So over 30 years, and we're located, we campaign on the forests of East Gippsland, and we've started doing that because of the values of the old growth forest here, and that it was being logged, and this ancient forest were disappearing. And so people who weren't not happy with that campaigned to try and save some of that. And we did save some of it. And although there's not officially logging in Victoria now, there are still ways to get at our forest, unfortunately.
Mm.
So still campaigning away.
And we have a Goongook protester veteran here in the studio, Marissa, who locked on in 97.
Hi, Rena. And I've lived to tell the tale.
Yeah, that's it, eh?
It was pretty harsh out there.
Yes, it was. Beautiful forest,
though. Yeah.
All worth it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your extremely generous donation, and it's great to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, it's great that you're here, and it's an excellent show, and thanks for doing this for the community, and, local people, local content, how awesome is that?
Oh, thanks so much.
Okay, Hannah.
Okay. Okay. Bye. Enjoy your coffee. Thank you.
I know. I just am only having the first few sips. That's why I'm a bit funny. I actually got to sleeping this morning and I was like, oh, I want to ring up Hannah. And so I didn't actually finish a whole coffee. So I'm drinking now.
It's okay. It's Monday morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. See ya.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks. And that was Rena from Gecko with her extremely... With her extremely generous donation. And to end off the show, we have two audios to play from... Do you want to introduce
The first is from Ohad from the Jewish Council of Australia. Just talking a little briefly about why Jewish anti-Zionist voices are important in the media. I thought it was relevant to play given how staunch 3CR has been in platforming pro-Palestinian voices literally since day one for 50 years. Yeah, so here's Ohad.
Hi, this is Ohad from the Jewish Council. Thanks so much for the opportunity to speak briefly about why non-Zionist and anti-Zionist Jewish voices should be platformed in this moment as Israel's genocide in Gaza continues, and as here in Australia, a portion of the Jewish community that is unequivocally supportive of Israel is being platformed in such a way as to conflate the country of Israel with the religion and ethnicity of Judaism. This conflation is being used to suppress, or there are efforts there to suppress democratic freedoms, such as freedom of speech and freedom of assembly. Anti-Zionist and non-Zionist Jews are really importantly positioned in such a way as to challenge that conflation, and that's why their voices need to be heard. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Monday Breakfast Show's Radiothon, and that brings us to pretty much the end of the show. We got one more little audio clip to play, but we've raised $565 today this morning on the show. Thanks so much. And we've got
nearly $400 during the show alone, actually.
And $400. I need
sorry, listeners.
I'm dyslexic. I'm sorry.
But yeah, if you want to be a part of the club, you can call in. We've got another, I don't know, minute left of the show, but you can still call in and make a quick donation. It's 94198377 to donate to the show. We're going to quickly play this voice message and let Women on the Line come in.
Yes, this is Michael from the Wing Beats Per Minute language warning for this one.
Community radio. How good is it? One of the best elements about this great city called Melbourne, if you ask me. And why do I say that? Because I don't like being told bullshit, sold as facts by the mainstream media outlets that are in the back pocket of government and businesses. I like knowing the real reasons behind why the environment game gets limited support from the government. I like finding out great reasons to save and protect forests. I like knowing why healthy ecosystems and biodiversity is important for Melburnians. I like being inspired by hearing about legends trying to save marine sanctuaries. And I like knowing about dodgy lobbyist groups getting their way with the government. And we're better to be informed of information like this than your daily fix from 3CR independent radio, starting with the breakfast show first up in the morning. Being informed of the real shenanigans and the real agendas by the government and the real value of the environment ain't free though. It costs cash to have communication access to broadcasts and studios with mics and mixing desks, equipment for interviews outside of studios, and let's not mention the cost of rent for a place for radio studios in Fitzroy. So if you want the real shit delivered to your ears, so you can make better informed decisions to contribute to this great city, sign up to the 3CR Breakfast Show by donating today. With no corporate sponsors, this great radio station needs your support to keep being your friend on the airwaves. 3CR Radical Radio, spitting facts in every show you know. Listen to the real shit so you grow. Learn to stand up and not stay low. 3CR, listen in the streets and in your parked car. 3CR, listen in the app when you travel afar.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.